This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. All good here.
Good morning. It's the Mully and Haas Show. Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully. That was Arturis Karnišovas, the Bulls' executive vice president of basketball operations. Really team president. Let's face it. That's kind of the role that we're talking about. It is President's Day. And in our final segment, until transition, we're going to talk about the Chicago sports presidents. Because on President's Day, we should talk about the presidents that we won't get in an argument over. So let's look at the Chicago sports presidents. Most teams in town actually fill the role as team president. Interestingly enough, we'll start with the White Sox because they do not. They do not. It's an interesting choice. And I wonder if it's a choice because we have made the argument, or at least it's not less much of an argument. It's more of a point of discussion. When Kenny Williams departed, he was the team president. Rick Hahn was the general manager. They were both dismissed, or they both left the organization at the same time. It was difficult to know where the team president ended and the general manager began because, as we know, the Jake Berger trade exposed a lot of things. Well, Kenny was calling this woman and this, and Rick was talking to her and whatever. So there was a lot of kind of overlap in the job description. The White Sox made a choice not to fill the role, and Chris Getz is the chief decision maker. I think that's a void. As much as I can sit here and say Chris Getz has done a nice job of going to other organizations and getting some of their best intellectual talent, if you will, that I do think that the White Sox organization would be stronger if they had a boss for him. Somebody who would be maybe a veteran in the industry, somebody whose vision might be shared, but somebody who would have a little bit more gravitas, if you will, in that role. And I think that is something that as the White Sox begin to climb back, maybe they're examining, maybe they'll change. But I do think that as we talk about team presidents, we almost have to acknowledge the fact that the White Sox, by choice, have left that job vacant.
It's a void until it's a problem because, you know, you talk about what happened in the last regime. You need defined roles. You need a very, you need a clear hierarchy. Who's making what phone calls so that we're not overlapping.
Right.
So it's a void if it were to be done well.
You're right.
Which is a big if.
That is, and I think that, you know, not to get too deep into the weeds, we're talking about how it relates to the sport itself. There are president of business operations that, you know, Brooks Boyer essentially is the chief executive at the White Sox in charge of the kinds of things that are related to the business aspect of the White Sox. Jerry Reinsdorf technically is the president of the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
But how involved is he in baseball decisions? Well, probably free agent decisions when you talk about how much to spend. But the president, the team president, in a lot of it's open for interpretation by a lot of teams. And we see that in Chicago, which I think is what makes it kind of an interesting conversation. So the White Sox essentially don't have a team president, I think it would behoove them to maybe examine that or continue to discuss that. All right, now the Cubs. This is interesting to me because the Cubs team president is Jed Hoyer. And when we talk about other teams, when we talk about Chris Getz making a move to make a big trade, we say Chris Getz, he's the general manager. We don't put Carter Hawkins on the same sort of level because Jed Hoyer is his boss and is an active president. Mm-hmm. And is totally the guy in charge when you talk about why they didn't get Alex Bregman, why they got Kyle Tucker. Who made the trade? Well, Jed Hoyer needs to do this, and the Jed Hoyer urgency needs to do that. He is what I think your – when I think of team presidents – that's who I think the model, they do it right. Mm-hmm. They have the job description. They have a guy who has ascended, general manager. He's climbed the ladder. He's in charge. And there's no ambiguity about who's in charge. It's not, well, maybe Carter Hawkins, this was a trade. That, yeah. No, this is Jed Hoyer's team, and he is going to be held accountable for the success or failure of it.
And I think what he does so well is hold himself accountable and he's always there to answer the questions and take the blame, but also, you know, when things go well, you know, he's the face of it. And I think he understands the territory that comes with the title that he carries. And I think he's a leader. When you think about a president of anything, they should be a leader. And you do get that sense from Jed Hoyer.
312-644-6767. What do you think of the job Jed Hoyer's doing as team president? And do you think that the White Sox would benefit from having somebody who is clearly in charge of baseball operations, who would be above, technically, Chris Getz? All right, with the Bulls. The Bulls, we heard from Arturis Karnišovas saying, good morning. And we heard from him 10 days ago explaining the state of the Bulls after the Zach LaVine trade. It wasn't an impressive showing. It just wasn't. And that's a job that I do think that he struggles with. I think that in the case of the Bulls, he would benefit from having somebody else be the guy who is the front-facing executive for the Bulls. You may value his ability to evaluate and, you know, draft, and he may, whatever arguments you're making on behalf of AK being the guy in that role for the Bulls, his strengths, great. Let him continue to use those strengths. Even if you don't believe that he's doing a great job, if that's what you believe he can do, let him do that. Help him out. Mm-hmm. Help him out by having somebody else maybe be the person that is the front-facing member that projects the image, that creates and manages the perception of your basketball operation. Because what he's doing as it pertains to that part of the job, he's not doing very well. And that's not a criticism as much as it is just a fact. He's a very likable, respectable guy. But he struggles at that part of the job. When you are on the job as long as he has been, and it'll be 5 years next month, I believe, 5 years in April, and you are reading prepared comments off a sheet of paper after your trade deadline move, I don't think that it's a job, part of the job that you are terribly comfortable with. And I'm seeing that, and I'm thinking that's, to me, not necessarily something worthy of criticism. I mean, we are, I guess, criticizing it, but I think it's also cry for help. Let AK do his job, mm-hmm. But that doesn't have to be a big part of it. Give him some help. Hire somebody or appoint somebody who is in charge of that. You know, I think of, you know, Garpax got very old in Chicago because it went on for too long. And I mean Gar Forman and John Paxson. But when Gar Forman was allowed to be the general manager and not necessarily the chief spokesperson for the Bulls, and John Paxson was that guy, that was a better combination because Pax is outstanding at being that guy. The Bulls need somebody like that.
It is such a massive part responsibility of any leader in this city of any sports team to be able to communicate very clearly and confidently to the media, because that is how you convey messages to the fans and that is how you build a reputation within the city about the credibility of your organization, the decisions you're making. Are they going the right way? And when they don't go the right way, are you able to own it?
That's the word, credibility.
And, yeah. The credibility, I think, is where it comes. And, you know, I think if AK could have sat up there and said, listen, guys, we tried to make more moves. It just really didn't work out. And that's on me. You know, you just wonder if you can sit up there and face the media, handle the criticism, take the questions, answer clearly and decisively and confidently, how the image changes about the future of the Bulls and what direction this team is going in right now. So I hear you. I think that part of the job for anyone is cannot be overstated enough. Being able to communicate clearly to the media, which leads to communicating with the fan base.
The Blackhawks have Kyle Davidson as their general manager and chief decision maker as it comes to all things about the hockey operation. Jamie Faulkner is the president of business operations. They've made that division. I think that's a pretty clean break or a pretty clean division of separation of what their strengths are, and they play to them well. The Blackhawks' problem is not in the division of labor or people doing their jobs. I think it's just a matter of time before they're able to realize some of these. They started over. They bottomed out. And they bottomed out from a hockey perspective, and they bottomed out organizationally. And they have begun to climb back, and I do think it's just a matter of time. This is me talking, not anybody. This is just a matter of time before some of this young talent they have drafted will develop and give them a better product to sell. So that's going to be the way they continue to function.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I think you wanted to see more progress this year. Last year you thought was, okay, this is the start of it with Connor Bedard. We got him. We drafted him. This offseason, it's, okay, we're putting pieces around him. That doesn't work. You fire the coach, and now you're almost starting over again, question mark? it's a little confusing, but I do think they've done a pretty good job of communicating with the communicating the errors.
I think so. I find it. I understand the frustration from Hawks fans, and maybe it's because, and we don't need to revisit the reasons that things, you know, that they were needed to purge the organization of what happened with the scandal and all those things. But three championships in 5 years during that will buy you a little bit more patience and understanding, I think, when you begin a rebuild. And I do think that they're headed in the right direction. And at least it's a direction that we're pretty clear about.
Mm-hmm.
They understand what's going on. They understand how they plan to get back on top. Last summer, they thought they were getting veterans that were going to help more with Connor Bedard. Maybe had some guys that weren't exactly great fits. But I do believe in the talent in that organization as they begin mm-hmm. and continue the rebuild. All right, with the Bears, a final team. I'll let you describe what you think Kevin Warren's perfect role is as team president of the Bears.
Oh, boy, putting that on me.
What do you think he has brought the most in terms of
what
since he's taken over?
His impact?
Mm-hmm.
I think we all felt it when Ben Johnson was hired. I think that was Kevin Warren's greatest impact on the organization so far. They hired him to build a stadium. Feels like no one really knows where that's going. It feels like we're at a crossroads, but it's going three directions. Are mm-hmm. we Arlington Heights? Mm-hmm. Are we, you know, in the city, et cetera? But I think the impact was felt when the Bears made a commitment to paying Ben Johnson $13 million a year, reportedly, for 5 years. And I do believe that Ben Johnson wanted to come to Chicago and was wooed in his interview by Kevin Warren's pitch, perhaps his role in the organization and how that impacts the decisions Ryan Poles is making. We've talked about it
how they
before.
Sold the organization.
Yeah.
How they sold what's going on here.
Yeah.
Which to me was like a surprise.
Yeah.
Because we so often are used to the Bears not being able to close the deal or not even being able to sell
right.
the product.
It would have been so classic, old Bears, pre-Kevin Warren, to say the Bears were Ben Johnson's second choice.
Yes.
You know, that's the old Bears.
They had a seat at the table.
Yes.
They're happy, but they kind of like the Cubs and Bregman and the Cubs and a lot of, and Ohtani and the, well, and the Sox sure. and Machado and the Sox and Harper. All those things, you don't like finishing second here.
For the first
but
time.
But we're used to it.
For the first time in what feels like a really long time, the Chicago Bears were someone's first choice.
See, I'm glad you said it that way, though, because that's how I view the Kevin Warren experience right now, is that as much as we talked about the reason he arrived and all of the grandiose, lofty rhetoric that he has engaged in talking about the stadium project, and still, while that's taking longer than I think anybody is comfortable with, because time is money, he's spending a lot of money, he's investing a lot of money, but I think that right now, his tenure is defined by the fact that he closed the deal
yeah.
with the hottest head coaching candidate out there by being willing to spend.
With that being said, shovels in the ground were promised in 2025. The question now becomes, who will be the head coach when the stadium is built? I mean, I'm seriously.
That's true.
Like, this is taking much longer than anticipated. I do believe Kevin Warren bought himself some time by closing the deal with Ben Johnson, because you felt his impact there. Otherwise, what was he doing?
In his plan, he says, there's more confidence in his credibility.
About the stadium?
Just in general.
When he's
making a promise, you think that after delivering Ben Johnson, maybe you believe it a little bit more than
Absolutely.
You did before that.
Absolutely.
It's all about credibility. It's all about the direction. And in these roles, I guess that's the overarching point that all of them have in common. You want somebody that helps you believe that your team is going to be closer to a championship because of the decisions they're making.
And he's certainly convinced George McCaskey to push his comfort zone, right? I mean,
totally.
And that's massive. And that if he's convincing George McCaskey to do those things, then who knows what's in the future?
773 says, the Bears were not his first choice. Chicago was. Whatever team would have been here would have been his first choice.
There's no way.
It's one and the same. That's a distinction without a difference, right?
I completely disagree. You get to be a head coach. You were the belle of the ball. You had Tom Brady was going to write you a blank check. You had a very good option in Jacksonville, smaller market, less criticism, more potentially more flexibility in Jacksonville with a quarterback and a very underrated roster there. You absolutely had your pick, and he chose the Chicago Bears, and he chose Caleb Williams. It is a perk that the North Shore of Chicago is a beautiful place to live, perhaps the most beautiful in the world. But I also say that Ben Johnson chose the Chicago Bears.
Let's go to the phone lines. Joe is on the road. Joe, welcome to the Mullin Haw Show. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'm pushing 70, and I've been a Bears, White Sox fan all my life. It doesn't matter who the coach is. Williams was sacked 70 times. The Bears kept putting the guys, same guys out there that are hurt. They go back, they get fixed, they're back out there, but they stink. They can't get the job done. Same thing as Kansas City. They lost the Super Bowl because they couldn't block. And I'm a White Sox fan. I can't believe that the White Sox put that kind of team on the field. Those guys were absolutely horrible. Terrible.
Joe, thanks for the phone call, but it's all related. Decisions that are made at the highest level trickle down to the product you see and pay to see. So there's a direct relationship. Maybe it's more indirect, but there is a connection between the types of decisions that presidents make and what you see.
And I will argue that it does matter who the head coach is for the Chicago Bears, because if you recall, Ben Johnson loves offensive linemen. He was having Penei Sewell throw and catch his own touchdown pass in Detroit. This guy prioritizes protection and dependability. And I do believe, based off of some of the conversations and press conferences that we've heard so far, that Ryan Poles is really going to work hand in hand with Ben Johnson to help him build a roster that Ben Johnson believes will bring him success.
But look at the type of cynicism we are dealing with here.
Yeah.
630, the city of Chicago and the Cubs had a lot to do with Johnson picking the Bears.
Bears. This is
They're
ridiculous.
Giving the Cubs more credit than the Bears.
It's ridiculous. It's you get to be a head coach, really, if you're lucky, you get to be a head coach in your lifetime one time, and you pick a situation where you're going to have success. And Ben Johnson believes that that's Chicago, and he believes he can win here. And I believe that to my core. And does being in Chicago and that he's a Cubs fan, does that help? Sure. How fun. His kids can wear those Cubs shirts all they want, you know?
You're not going to follow your childhood dream of...
Yeah.
Or look, he can be the biggest Cub fan since Ronnie Woo Woo, okay? If the Bears did not make a convincing argument to him that they can win with him as the head coach, he's not coming here.
Right.
I'll be the first to embrace this idea that, you know, the Cub fan in him kind of gave him this destination that he always dreamed about. But you also, as a professional, are able to, and as an adult, separate that kind of romanticism with reality and practicality. And if it wasn't a good job, he wouldn't have taken it.
I think there's still time to have this conversation. Let's see the money they spend in free agency. What offensive linemen do they get in
here? USA Today. You see that prediction?
I sure did.
USA Today is predicting that they're going to sign Trey Smith in free agency.
I mean, that would really be something. That would be a start, right? And I know you talk about how many holes they need to fill on that offensive line. One big signing, I think, can really have an impact.
Yeah.
If you have young pieces around him, I think what the Bears have been lacking on their offensive line is A, leadership, and B, experience and winning. And to bring in a guy that has won Super Bowls, coming off a Super Bowl appearance, and that impact, I think, really bleed.
Dustin would tell you it wasn't a good Super Bowl appearance. So did Clay Harbor.
Well, listen.
You know, I mean, these guys, Trey Smith had a bad day at the Super Bowl.
Bad day.
Everyone, a lot of people had bad days.
I'd still take them. Wouldn't you take them?
I would too. 100%.
Dustin, no.
$20 million.
No. Not for 20
mil. Who do you want, Dustin, instead?
Great. It's a great question. You got me on the spot.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine. I don't have a definitive answer,
right? Yeah.
Because I think Mekhi it's
Becton.
So important that I'm not just going to burp one out just for the sake of
Thank
giving
you.
One.
Thank you for not burping on the air. Okay.
I wouldn't do that either.
Thank you.
Others might.
You got a lady here today.
Maybe we should have Dustin on the Big Pro Football Show one time to talk about his free agent choices.
I would love Dustin to come on the Big Pro Football Show. No, no, I
just
listen. I hear
offensive
you.
Line.
I understand the concern after that appearance, but there were a lot of things that went wrong in that game for the Chiefs, and I don't think it's all on one person.
We can discuss that later. We are going to be on 5:30 today, Big Pro Football Show on Chicago Sports Network. Shameless plug, but Ruthie's here. So
what are we going to talk about?
Well, there's plenty to talk about.
Always.
There's always plenty to talk about.
I know.
The football never sleeps.
Never.
It really never does. And that's 5:30 tonight. But right now, you can be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670, to win a pair of tickets to see, oh, wow, Dierks Bentley with Zach Top and the band Lula, Credit Union One Amphitheater, Saturday, June 14th, on sale Friday at 10, but Dierks Bentley is the headliner, 312-540-0670, and he won't be drunk on a plane, but he will probably sing that song, and it will be worth the price of admission. Heck, if it's free, you want to go. It'd be a lot of fun. It's a great concert. All right, we'll do transition next with Layla Rahimi and Ryan McGuffey filling in for Dan Bernstein and Marshall Harris next on 670 The Score.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.